I said a little bit earlier, when we talk about the system, we're talking about anything outside of life. Because naturally, in the order of life, everybody would be free and everybody would be governing themselves. See, what Mook understands is not only is capitalism wrong, but there is no external government that can really work. You know, it's like smoking cigarettes. Somebody can say, well, you know, I smoke this brand of cigarettes, say Camel cigarettes, whatever. That's a brand they have in the United States anyway. And it's real, real strong, and they say, you know, it's real deadly, it causes lung cancer and all that. And somebody else might say, well, I smoke this other brand. It's really light, it's low tar nicotine, you know, it's not like Camels. But finally, you're still smoking. And finally, they all cause cancer. You know, and the same with external governance. You may have one extremely oppressive, you know, exploitive type of external government on one hand, and you might have another brand of external government on the other hand that, you know, appears to be less oppressive, you know, more freedom oriented. But finally, there are problems with all of them, and they are all finally, governments. And to govern means to throttle, to choke off free movement, to govern. And we believe in freedom, you know. Nobody needs to tell you what's best for you. Just like nobody can eat for you and fill your stomach, drink for you and quench your thirst, you know. Nobody can take over your power to govern yourself. It doesn't work, and it never will. Now, obviously, right now, because people have so much training in them from the system, you know, because it's all around us, you can't just, you know, today say, all right, end of all external governments, everybody on their own, go their own way. We're not saying that. We're not crazy, you know. You have to start understanding what's right and get back in touch with your instinct, your senses, you know, get back in touch with life before you can, you know, just take over your own coordination. But that's the direction that we all need to be moving in, understanding that George Bush, Tony Blair, what's that man's name? Sarkozy in France, you know? These people don't have no direction for us. They don't know us individually, don't care about us, and don't have no direction to give us. So how can we look to them for anything, you know? And that's the position of move, you know, that we can't make this disappear overnight, you know, but we need to be moving in the direction of getting our own selves together so that we can lead ourselves and get rid of all these, you know, maniacs that are in these offices and claim to, you know, have the direction to control your life for you. So that's where we're coming from.